Well, I'm almost home. It feels like almost home. I am in Milton Keynes. I'm still a good, well, nearly 10 miles away from home. But I've got off the train, obviously, because I'm walking under a tunnel, which, if you can see the photograph that goes with this recording, probably on audioboo.net, unless you're listening to this embedded elsewhere, or maybe you're just clicking on Twitter. Or it could be that Google Buzz has begun to embed media, as it should do. Then you won't see the picture, so ignore what I just said. I'm walking back to my car and I thought, why not just record a little bit so I can remember the day and how good and satisfying and exhausting it all has been. Very early start to ensure that I beat any possible train chaos that was likely to happen and get to London to go to the e-consultancy head office, kind of offices that they have a training room off the side of. And in that training room, I took a class for the day, a class that were interested in knowing about video for the web, whether it be tracking your videos, uploading to multiple platforms, compressing your video, editing. We did a bit of editing and playing around with handheld devices. I talked about the kind of kit that's available right now. And whenever I do this kind of course, there's always a lot of slogging around through the net to find out what's out now, what's available, who's using what platforms. Standing, looking to see if I can find my car. There it is, in the shadows behind a tree. And, yeah, it's really good crew from all different walks of life. Really passionate about it. Really wanting a piece of the action so they could go away and shoot video blogs or something a little bit more in depth or a little bit more thought out. We covered storyboarding and the creative process and stuff like that. And it's not until you stop that your body just wants to drop. I'm totally buzzed up for the whole day, not just due to the amount of coffee. I'd actually got my main coffee dose in before 9:30 and then just drank water and orange juice the rest of the day. But as soon as 4:35 o'clock came, bang, I wanted to collapse. It was like I was just running on adrenaline the whole day. So now I will be very glad to get back to some long awaited pancakes, as it's Shrove Tuesday, I guess, pancake day. And then I'm packing my bag again after backing up some of the stuff that was done today, and heading to Manchester tomorrow morning first thing, where I will be hanging out with the likes of Paul from Red Eye and Katie Moffitt, and we will be judging, which I'm very honoured to be asked to judge, a photo competition. Excuse me while I slam the door. For Visit Manchester, and photographs of cities in general, but mainly Manchester. And it was a really interesting photo competition. I will link to the Flickr pool of all the images that were submitted. I've shortlisted a few of my favourites, and I'm looking forward to discussing photography, something I'm still really passionate about, even though I seem to be doing more video and audio nowadays. It's nice to be able to tag a photograph shot with a random iPhone app to recordings like this. Right, I'm going to start the car. Cue starting of car. And finish the last leg home. I suppose even my... Who is that?
Back in the 20s when the Charleston...
Some old guy on Radio 2. Headphones, I think. Speak to you later.